What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
We're Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Yes.
I would like to apologize off top that we're not coming at you still 5 days a week.
You know,
it's getting a little bit hard to come up with content every single day, just with the lack of things going on. However, our lines are always open.
Yes, you can call in 213-986-7354. Leave a hot take. Leave a favorite memory.
Leave a hot take. Yeah, leave a hot thought. Whatever you got. Also, you can always reach us at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler, at Locked On Clips on Twitter. If there are things you'd like to discuss, you know, maybe it could come up in an episode.
Yeah,
who
send
knows?
Them our way.
So just let us know. But today, we're going to be kicking things off with, what'd you say, Wednesday? Floated a poll out there.
Yeah.
If the NBA season were to just end with no playoffs, do you want to run it back next year with the same roster? This one, overwhelming.
This was
the audience went one way, overwhelming, which, were you surprised by that?
No, I wanted dissenting opinions on this one.
Got you.
Which
okay.
is why it bummed me out, which we'll get into.
So we're gonna break down that What You Say Wednesday. Thank you so much to everyone who voted in that. Everyone who left a comment, you know, way to not be a coward is
yeah,
what I'm going to say.
Sure, yeah.
And then we did get a hot take on the number, which you can call at any time. Charles, what's the number one
that
more
time? That number is 213-986-7354.
Oh, we love it. I got a hot take from a frequent caller, you would say.
Yeah, a couple of times.
From a frequent caller.
I don't
caller.
Think it's a Secaucus coalition, but I hope they're doing okay over there.
This one is a good one. It has to deal with basically Trez and Zoo and a possible trade for mm-hmm. a draft
some
pick.
Some interesting pieces.
And some other assets. I'm excited to digest into that. And then we're going to be talking, what is this? My dinner with Ivica Zubac?
Yeah. We've been doing kind of the whole starting five, so it's Zoo's turn.
I love it.
Yeah, he's an interesting figure so far this year for the Clippers.
I love it. We're going to be talking Zoo, some notable performances, his stats thus far, what we thought, especially given that contract that he was given. Spoiler, seems like a steal.
Yeah, it's a good it's one.
And then we're going to be wrapping things up with some shavings. A lot of stuff to dig into there. So all that and more coming up right about now.
Yeah, so we asked the Clipper Nation users on Twitter if the NBA season were just end, would we want to run it back with the exact same roster? We got 303 votes. Appreciate everyone voting, being
Thank
active
you.
On Twitter.
Way to vote.
Way to vote. It's very important.
We should be sending every single person I voted stickers.
Yes, yeah, we're going to start doing that so people can flash drive voted stickers. 90% voted yes, 10% voted no. This was an expected result. Like,
this is the most lopsided of any
yeah,
poll ever.
I want to run it back with the same roster for sure. I really did this for the people who don't want to run it back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is
30.03 people or 0.01 people didn't want to run this back.
I mean, yeah, like I see the intent with this one is to see if you didn't want to run it back, like, I guess what were your questions or what were you hoping to add or possibly even subtract from this current roster?
There was some trepidation about Trez's contract, about, like, paying. Because I know that's just what I – because I remember, like, when I think about people who don't want to run it back with the same people, the team, it's like it's usually an issue with Trez's contract if we can't keep the other guys and stuff like that.
What guys?
Well, because we don't know how much we're going to have to pay Trez. Like, there's still so many question marks with that.
I agree.
It's like, can we afford Morris?
I agree. My thing is...
we should just go to the luxury tax, though. There's no reason not to.
My thing is, if you have to take a pick between one of those two guys today...
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Which guy are you taking?
Trez.
I'm taking Trez also.
Like,
100%. I'm sorry. Like, it's not,
yeah.
It's not really even an argument. Not that Morris hasn't been great. Not that I'm not excited to see what he will bring to this team if we do get back to action. But
when we get back to action.
When?
Gotta put the positive energy out there.
The when. I mean, that's what you're here for, man.
Yeah, trying my best.
So, I would have to agree. The thing for me is one person has just been so proven within this lineup. You know, even given the continuity issues, I think that's a way better way of putting it. The system,
for sure.
He's been so successful that honestly, if you don't even get to see this season to the end of its fruition, I don't know a way that you can. I cannot think of a way in your head that you could justify not bringing back Montrezl Harrell. Personally.
Yeah. Personally. I guess the fear would be the luxury tax, but it's like Ballmer has so much money that like I don't think I'd be if the reasoning.
He bought the forum just to flex.
I know. I was gonna say
if
the reasoning comes out that if we don't end up getting Trez and the reasoning was luxury tax, I would be borderline furious. No, but I think we will bring him back. It is just gonna be. I want to know what those 10% of people thought, because like personnel wise, if you just look at it on paper, there's no reason to not want every single person back. And, you know, you could say like maybe Magruder, maybe Patterson, maybe some stuff like that.
Patterson's already on contract, or Magruder's already on contract.
But right. I just mean like in terms of like not wanting everyone back. Like if you could just choose yay or nay.
Totally. But if you're looking at people who wouldn't be on contract,
yeah.
To
sure.
me, the person on the hot seat is honestly Marcus Morris.
Yeah, he's got a lot to do. Because he's coming in, he's a starter now on a championship caliber team.
And that's a situation for me where, if you're asking me right now, I mean, obviously we already said my answer to if it's between Trez and Morris.
But how much do you pay him?
But am I taking Morris, like if, you know, like if it comes to this offseason without a season played, I'm still trying to probably lock down Morris.
Do you pay him as much as we were paying Jermichael?
Yes.
I think you have to pay more.
Yes, because you have to pay more.
Yeah.
I'm not paying him 15 a year. I would prefer to keep it
less. I think someone might offer him 15 a year,
though. I would prefer to keep it less than 12 a year. I mean, this year he got 1 year
but also
for 15.
He
got 1 year for 15 this year.
Well, I know, but it was like the earn it deal. Like, I think he's going to maybe get more because there's only, like, it's a dearth of talent.
Here's my thing. He looked like ass on a championship team.
I don't know if he looked like ass. That's insane. He didn't look like ass.
That's insane or asinine.
That's in both. I mean, they both work in my favor. That's crazy. We do have a hot take from someone who maybe doesn't or possibly maybe wants to switch things up.
Yeah.
We floated a Trez trade idea. Frequent caller.
Not necessarily an idea, just a hypothetical.
Totally hypothetical. Yeah.
Like, would you move Trez in some sort of a draft day deal?
Yeah, for a sign and trade, we have this hot take. Okay.
So
it's a sign and trade with the Knicks for a bunch of pieces.
This is interesting just because of the return. Obviously, you're sending two out in Trez and Zoo, receiving
but maybe
Randall.
Three out because he also adds Sham.
I guess to get the draft pick, it's three out for Randall Robinson
and whatever pick that they would have.
So.
Which I like how he's like, with their luck, would be like the fourth pick.
For me, I'm saying, to me, Sham for a pick is not a good enough trade. Am I insane for thinking that?
I think Sham for a first round pick.
To me, I'm sorry.
It's not a bad deal, but it's.
I think it's a bad deal.
Having not seen any basketball in a long time and maybe having no basketball brain. It's not a bad deal, but it's not like, it's like the lowest, I guess that's the bare minimum. That's the bare minimum, I guess I'd trade.
Sham for me, Sham for a first for me, I think, I don't know, man. To me, thank you so much for
calling
in.
But what about this, Sham for Julius Randle?
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for proposing this, because this did scorch my face off, the hotness of this take. Sham for me for a first rounder, man. I don't know. That's just so difficult for me because
he might be the odd man out right now, though. Like, he literally might be the odd man out.
If you're looking at fit, what would you even say that we're drafting? A big?
I don't know. Sure. But, like, Sham doesn't fit right now.
Or maybe a guard? Or maybe, like, a ball dominant guard?
I'm just saying, devil's advocate, Sham doesn't fit right now.
He fits anywhere is the thing.
Not right now.
The thing is, he fits anywhere.
But it's not
any system
right now.
Can fit Sham.
But so I was looking at the numbers of this.
All right.
And if you look at the numbers, because I have some time on my hands.
Yeah. You got a calculator.
I have a couple of them. TI-83 plus. Thank you very much. Randall makes $18.9 million next year.
Oof.
And $19.8 the last year of his contract.
Oof.
Robinson's making around $1.5 million the next 2 years. Shamit makes $2 million the next 2 years. Zoo is at $7 million, then $7.5 million, then a team option of $7.5 million in 2022. What a great contract for us. So Trez would have to be a sign-and-trade. The contract would have to equal at least $11 million to match, but obviously that would be higher because it's Trez. So this trade could be done for less. The Knicks are the Knicks, so we could do this trade like...
Yeah.
We could do like Trez and Zoo. I don't know why we would do this.
I gotta be honest. I like Julius Randle.
Love Julius Randle.
I'm not a fan of that contract. If we're not willing... No! If people in Clipper Nation are not willing
pay,
to say...
No, we should pay Trez this much money if we were gonna do this trade. Right? Yeah.
we just know how he looks in the system.
Yeah. I love thinking about this trade, though. It's funny. Mitchell Robinson also, like, I don't know. I'd rather have Zoo.
I think that Zoo is a little bit more well-rounded.
Mitchell will be cheaper.
Maybe.
But actually, no, but I don't
barely,
think he will.
But barely.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
It's only for the next 2 years that he'd be cheaper while he's still on a rookie scale deal.
Yeah, and then he'd go higher.
Yeah.
Much higher.
Maybe.
Then Zoo's seven?
Depending on his performance. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I like Mitchell Robinson as like a
he's
as
just
a rim
gonna
defender.
Have that thing.
He's so one-dimensional.
He's just going to have that thing of like, if he gets a good agent, it'd be that thing of like, I'm number one in blocks, and people are either shooting at the rim or threes, so you might as well have a guy at the rim who can block. I should be Mitchell Robinson's agent.
You know what?
Shit. Get that
Take
zindy.
That hat off, pick up a phone.
Yeah, God damn it. No, it's a fun trade to think about.
Yeah.
So the thing that I think about with like the running the team back the same, every year for the last, I mean, what is it? Two at least? There's been a trade at the before the All-Star break. So like we're not even running teams back from whole seasons.
Yeah, last
there will
years,
be a
this
change.
Year, last year, year
yeah,
before. Yeah.
There will be a change.
In the offseason.
No, in the offseason or at the deadline. There's always a change with the Clippers. That's one of the marks of the new, like the Clippers are kind of finding this new era right now.
Feel
like post Lob City. But
like
the moves are the
so
same.
So close though.
No, I agree, but I mean, if you just look at the evidence, there's always moves that are thought
fair.
Over to be
that's
made.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, this is, thank you so much again for calling this in. This is an interesting idea.
Love it.
For me, ultimately, I like where Zoo is at and the growth that he has underneath the contract that we still have with him.
Yeah. It's a crazy good contract.
Over Robinson. Because
he can make a bunch of money, too. If he plays really well these last... If in that team, because there's no way we don't pick up the team option. If he continues to improve, there's no way we don't.
And
even if he stays the same.
Totally. Totally. And personally, like, I don't know the effects on a locker room of, say, a Julius Randle versus Montrezl Harrell. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't spent enough time around Julius Randle. But I will say.
Harder to now.
I mean, it's
do you have his email for Zoom?
Currently, I mean, we have to hang out at least 6 feet away, which is very hard to get a read on him.
Yeah, for sure.
He's notoriously hard to read.
Yeah.
I'm liking Trez's fit already in the system.
It's there.
And once again, you know, Trez has also continued to grow every single year. And I think, I mean...
So is Randle.
Not within our system, though.
No, I agree with that. But, like, Randle's a better shooter.
Marginally.
For sure. I'm just saying.
Trez has a better handle.
I'm biased on that. I can't give a fair opinion.
Julius calls him Montrez Handle.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on. Thank you so much for the take. Thank you so much for listening to Will's Montrez Handle. Oh, man, I'm out of here. How did it take a quarantine? You know why? You know why that joke took so long? Because it literally took a pandemic for that joke to be thought of.
No, I thought of it this second.
I know, because we've been in quarantine. Everyone's got quarantine brain. Everyone's losing it. I think that's fair.
I'm finding it.
Will's finding it. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking My Dinner with Zubats.
All right. So.
Our guy Zoo.
Young man on the Clippers, you might have heard of.
Very young man on the Clippers.
Visa Zubats.
We're kind of running through the whole starting five.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't already, please check out our exposés. If you will.
They're not exposés. No one's getting
Paul
exposed.
George, Patrick Beverly.
They're tasteful retrospectives. But we're talking Zoo. He signed the new contract. You already mentioned he's at around $7 million a year. Less than $8 million for the running it out. It's an absolutely amazing team-friendly contract. And he puts himself in a position to earn so much more after it if he plays well. You know, if he plays these next, if he continues to show how efficient he can be, in the bright spots and cut down on some of the fouling and stuff like that, he's going to be, what, 25, 26 at the end of that?
No way.
Contract?
No way.
What do you mean, no way what?
25 or 26 a year?
No, age.
Oh.
I was like, what do you mean? No time exists?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my bad. No, I thought you were saying he would be at $25 or $26 million a year. And I was like, not a chance.
No.
Okay,
I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
If he shoots 45% from three, maybe.
He will still be very young. A lot of upside. He has improved every single year. He's currently averaging 8-7-1.
He's 23, sorry.
Yes. So then he'll be 27.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Okay. He's currently shooting 60% from the field. God. Will you zip it?
He'll be 26, yeah.
76% from the line. 130 offensive rating. 105 defensive rating. These numbers are very
inflated. They're very skewed.
Yeah, very skewed. But just from the eye test, he has been a very efficient rim defender.
Not even from just the eye test. From those damn numbers. You and I both wear glasses. Notoriously horrible eye tests over here. Inside 5 feet, he is holding to opposing shooters 58.6%. That is better than a couple of guys named Giannis and Pascal Siakam. Between 5 to 9 feet, it's at 32%, which is better than the likes of Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert, Giannis, and Ben Simmons.
You put Giannis in there twice, man. Why are you dumping on that? Why are you dumping on?
Dumping on the MVP because he's now as good of an interior defender is Ivica Zubac. No, Zoo has performed so well. We know the glaring thing of his, you know, he's not trusting the fourth quarter.
Would you say he's got Zoos? He knows how to use them?
Dude, is that a, she's got legs like a ZZ? They don't even sound the same, man. Dude, you got to take more walks or something, dude. Oh, man. Oof.
I spent 4 hours making a lasagna today. I don't have a brain anymore.
Will has no brain right now. I would give Zoo an A+ for this season.
I'd go A to B.
Value, plus. Contract value, what he's doing, the way he's performed. I gotta go A+.
Lou and Trez both make the same amount of money, so it's hard for me to judge.
We're not talking about compared to them. Of course, compared to the two best bench players in the league, it doesn't look as good. But for what we're paying him, like, and it's a team option. Like, even if he puts up the 8-7-1 in the 20-19 and a half, 18 minutes, whatever he averages. So that's worth $7 million.
I gotta go solid B+ for Trey for Zoo.
B+?
And I like a lot of what I've seen.
I know that Zoo's listening for 100%. I don't know.
I like a lot of what I've seen. Oh, man. The finishing still gets to me sometimes. Sometimes the finishing isn't great. He did have a 4-game stretch there where he was at 100%. So that's improving.
Seems like you just...
Four games. I mean, there's supposed to be 82 in a season.
Oh, what do you want him to do? The guy can't get a rhythm.
Also, you know, he isn't trusted by Doc, which means he isn't trusted by me.
So, wow. I mean, okay, I can't argue with that logic. It's crazy because Zoo is the 7th option on a team, but he's the starter. Offensively.
Oh, my God. That's like the best... That is the best way.
Isn't that true?
I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I applaud you, sir. That is apt.
But like, I mean,
apt analysis, sir.
I would put Bev ahead of him. Obviously, Kawhi. Obviously, PG. Lou Trez.
At center, too.
Morris.
At the five, maybe even.
But like, if you're just looking at it on paper, it's just like he's the 7th best option offensively. There's been some fan, like the bright spots have been amazing.
Yes. I still think that contract is a home run,
and he's in position
to earn at least a standing double.
He can earn two more big ass contracts. You think about it. He signs, you know, his next contract's when he's 27.
Yeah,
he signs a 3-1 or something. He's out of that at 31 at the most, 32. Still, like, he's in a great position to keep improving and show what he's worth.
The only thing that is running against him is just the evolution of the league and the devaluation of centers.
I feel like the shooting has to come out at some point, and the passing needs to be put on display more to put him in a position to make more money.
For me, Clint Capela is kind of like the market analysis for Zoo, and you see that the deals weren't really out there for him in that contract year, and then
very true.
I mean, the Rockets obviously are a little bit of an anomaly. You know, they can run.
Yes.
They can run a different sort of five-out system than most other teams can run, but they were still pretty willing to cut ties with Capella for I mean, I don't know if it's a low. I would say maybe a lower return. I don't know. In terms of just the overall center.
For sure. No, I agree with that. The market is going. Well, and also, like, you know, you look at how the center market's changing, and then you look at what the hell's going to happen with the cap.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff.
Definitely.
But hopefully it'll be figured out in 3 years.
I mean, he's going to get
off. You would think. But a couple. So I picked two performances. There was a stretch in November where Zoo had to play against, like, Gobert, Whiteside, Adams, and, like, a bunch of elite centers, kind of in a tight window. But the early November game against Whiteside, he had 15 and 13, 9 of those 13 boards being offensive in 20 minutes. He had 12 field goal attempts, which would be the most he would attempt all year. He hit 7 of them. He had 2 blocks, and the most important part, 1 foul.
Okay, this is...
This is the consummate Zoo performance.
Yeah, this is a crowning achievement.
Like, I think we only won by like 5 or something like that.
So far, like, in the short career of Zubats, yeah, this is incredible. I mean, this addresses basically every issue that we had with him, and it's, you know, the efficiency.
7 of 15, it's like, you know, it's not exactly what you...
From a center, I don't necessarily love it.
No. But he's also going against Hassan Whiteside.
It's not terrible.
And he's going against the guy who challenges every single shot. Like, this is one of those games where Doc did that thing that sometimes really backfires with, like, Gobert or Whiteside, where it's like, hey, they're a great shot blocker. Some of the times you just have to go with those guys. And sometimes that doesn't work. This worked. This is the scenario.
Well, didn't he say this specifically about Whiteside?
Yeah. Him and he always references Gobert and Whiteside together because they block so many shots. But no, this is like an elite Zoo performance. And then against Steven Adams, just a couple weeks later, in 20 minutes, he had 12 and 10, 4 offensive boards, only a 2-point win. So we literally needed the best possible Zoo for 20 minutes because that's what he gets. And I think he kind of knew his role at this point. Field goal percentage again, 50%, but he was 4 of 4 from the line. So like the free throw shooting kind of like helps him when the field goal percentage isn't there. And the offensive boards are what I think gives him so much value. Because if we have so many shooters in that starting lineup, you know, like...
Totally.
We do... That's what's so interesting with the center contracts is, like, with so many shooters, you do maybe need a guy who can absorb those offensive boards.
Definitely. Also, I feel like his free throw attempts are only going to go up. Like, the more...
Yeah.
The more established, I guess, he becomes, for sure. You know? Because he, along with Trez, are guys who... I feel, and, you know, obviously I'm very biased, but I feel do sometimes take a lot of contact maybe without getting calls that some other centers might
Trez, have. 100%. And Zoo hasn't really shown off the range or the passing so far this year, which really are my kind of biggest knocks.
Yeah.
But I blame more system. Like, they're not – I'm glad we're not asking Zoo we're to just crank not,
we're,
up three.
Yeah, we're just not – and we're not even working on past Zoo anymore. I mean, that was like – it was such a focal point of conversation with Doc and the organization last year that clearly is no longer a priority. And that makes sense when you have so many ball handlers as you do, bringing in Reggie Jackson, obviously, with the other guards, and then Kawhi and Paul George, who can both also run offense.
And no goddamn continuity.
Yeah.
Like, so how, all right, so we're going to like start him handling the ball more now. Let us know what you think about Ivica Zubats. I would say fan favorite firmly.
Yeah.
Firmly fan favorite. Coming after this, we got some shavings and a Love Mary just bringing soup to you, but it's not like that. One more time. Shavings, Love Mary brings you just not like that. Right after this. Okay.
All right.
Some cool stuff happened this week.
What are we at?
Terrence Mann's mom wrote a really cool article about why the number 14 is so important to the family. Andrew Greif retweeted it, so shout out to Andrew Greif.
Greif.
It's a good move. That's a big dog move.
It is.
It's a good big dog move. She wore it to be close to her father. She didn't even initially want to play basketball. She gets much more deeper than I just did with this. It's a really good piece on her blog. Bev and Trez, if you're listening to this on a Friday, will be playing in the 2K tournament that starts. The matchups were announced. We have Patrick Beverley versus the aforementioned Hassan Whiteside. And then Montrezl Harrell versus Sabonis, which I feel like was a targeted thing. That was a... This was to rile up the six. Yeah, this was like MIP, like, sorry, most of the player, like, this was that's done on purpose.
That's a wild one.
That has to be done
on purpose. That's a wild one.
Who do you got in Bev versus Whiteside? Bev is apparently ruthless on 2K.
I'm going to say I don't know enough about these guys' accolades as 2K players.
That's fair. You did kind of react like an old man when this news broke.
I was like, huh?
You just went like, what?
Two what?
Two what? 2Ks.
Only two kills?
Yeah, that seems bad.
The whole match? So I guess I'm going to go Bev in this one. You know, I'm not really familiar with Whiteside's, like, watching tape regimen.
If
I'm not
I had familiar to guess, with Whiteside his 2K regimen. Is going to set the slider so he plays with the Blazers and Whiteside is never subbed out.
That's fair. But I would also guess, I will say a flip side to my prediction is that Whiteside might be having a lot more time to play 2K than Bev.
All right, that's fair. He did get benched a bunch last year. That's fair. And then what about Trez versus Sabonis?
Ah, man, this one's really tough. I might have to go Sabonis, though, because I'm assuming Trez makes himself the point guard in his 2K thing.
Trez is like, fuck! Like, what do you mean 38 rating on a three-pointer? They gotta give me more! Like, that's fair. No, I think I like all the Clippers on this one. Non-Clipper I got in this tournament, Devin Booker. Young guy, probably plays a lot of 2K. I don't know, you know. We love Devin Booker.
Hasn't had to play a lot of games post April.
You're really bagging on it. You're like, wow, better at 2K must be bad. It must be on a bad team. But that's happening the day you'll be listening to this.
It's 2K, like, bad at balling.
God. It's like a 10-day tournament.
Oh wow.
They're like spacing everything out. I don't know. Tune into that on ESPN. I think ESPN2. And then for our love, Mary, just bringing soup to, but it's not like that. We found out the Clippers players are doing Zoom meetings.
Okay.
Paul George talked about how he wants the Clippers to come back in the best shape of any team. The thought of the Clippers doing a Zoom meeting is very funny to me.
Uh-huh.
You can pick your own background in Zoom meetings.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who are hopefully adhering to shelter in place things, you've been doing a lot of voice chatting, I hope.
Yes.
Not a lot of actual hanging out.
No.
But so here's
I've never hung out with a human being.
I don't even know that. What is humans? What day is it? So for our love, Mary, just bringing soup to, but it's not like that. We have Clippers players Zoom background locations.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard, that strip club you went to. Kawhi, you know, notoriously funny guy.
Yeah.
Probably has some good inside jokes.
I feel That'd
like
be
Kawhi
pretty
has,
funny.
I feel like Kawhi has That's some of the best
good.
Inside jokes.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley. That pic of him hugging LeBron that someone
photoshopped. So funny.
That really big one.
I love that photo.
And then Stephen Ballmer, that strip club Kawhi went to. Because I feel like Ballmer's in on these.
Yes.
Did Ballmer invent Zoom?
Probably.
I saw a tweet that said Skype really blew a 3-1 lead on Zoom. And it was, I had to tip my hat to that person.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've never heard a Zoom meeting before. I work in an office.
Also, how are there two things called Zoom? Because Zoom is also like a very popular recorder, which
All
we use many times for this podcast.
Which one of these are you loving, marrying, just bringing soup to?
I feel like I got a co-love.
Oh, I'm going to add one.
Okay.
Paul George, his background is, I haven't seen this movie in a long time, but I'm 90% sure there's a scene in Weekend at Bernie's where they're fishing. And Paul George is towards those fishing, so his background scene is that scene.
Okay. I was going to say Paul George, but his face is photoshopped over Joe Exotic's, and it's that thing where he's on the throne. Or the one where he's, like, petting the tiger.
Yeah, that's fair. The Joe Exotic stuff bums me out.
Yeah, but this is just a hilarious Zoom background.
Yeah,
not
I guess
the,
everyone would
it's
love
not the reality
it. Yeah,
of,
I guess everyone would love
it's
it.
It's not the reality of tigers possibly being abused. You know, we can't comment on that.
100% being abused.
227 tigers.
All right,
too many
what,
tigers.
What do you love and marry and just bring in soup to?
I gotta say I'm marrying just both the Kawhi at the strip club once. Both the Bomber
deal.
And Kawhi.
Because can you imagine Bomber and Kawhi both logging on at Zoom at the same time and being like,
dude.
Yeah, like,
that's so funny.
Steve's like, hey, I think you guys are going to like this one. He sends out a mass text right before he logs on. That's a good one. And then which one are you just bringing soup to?
I'm loving That Bev one, though, of him. LeBron. That picture's so damn funny. That's I don't know if that was Clutch Points or whoever did that. That was great.
I'm going to give the credit. Any good Photoshop, I give credit to Clutch Points.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know if they deserve it, if you're listening.
Whoa, what?
I said JK.
And so you're just bringing soup to any of them, or?
Just bringing soup to... I guess I'm just bringing soup to my own. The Paul George and Joe Exotic.
Yeah, just bringing soup. I'm loving...
Love that Paul George is doing it, though. Because, you know, if Paul George had a few big cats, I would guess that they would be in very fine care. It's kind of like Mike Tyson, those pigeons. Like, those pigeons...
Pigeons aren't big cats.
They've got a good life.
Yeah, they're allowed to fly.
I know, but Paul George...
No,
Paul George has the income level Joe Exotic doesn't have to provide a nice life for some big cats. They could also live in California, which is much closer to, a Mediterranean climate has got to be closer.
My issue with the metaphor is that birds can fly away. So those birds can just leave Mike Tyson's place.
Oh, yeah. Paul George will let these lines out if they want
to
go.
Okay, we're getting off the rails. I'm absolutely just bringing soup to the Paul George thing because I don't want everyone to be like, oh, Paul George, you kind of remind me of Tiger King. And then Paul George is like, I'm quitting basketball. I used to play in Oklahoma. I got connects with Joe Exotic. I'm devoting my life to big cats. I'm not liking it.
What if he had saved a bunch of cats from that thing?
We're off the issue. I'm loving the strip club one. That's just a good time.
That's a good time. Both of them. That's great.
And I think I'm actually going to throw a wild card. I'm marrying Bev using the... Bleacher Report picture they photoshopped where he's wearing black Air Forces.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
He's on a DSO, a good one. That about wraps it up for Shavings, right?
Yeah, that's going to do it.
Whew, that wraps it up. Monday's episode, coming at you on Monday.
Hello.
The hot take lines are open all goddamn week.
Always call.
213-986-7354. Get your take played on the air. Mention your name if you want. Your location will give you a shout out.
That's right.
We're going to be rounding out the look at the starting five with a Marcus Morris retrospective, not expose, as my co-host weirdly calls it.
Yeah, expose.
and then whatever, and we truly mean whatever happens. Between now and then in Clipperland, thank you so much for sticking with us through this time.
Yeah, sorry that the episodes have cut back a little bit. We will still be coming at you 3 times a week.
Look out for the streams.
And we are going to start to try and do some more streams for everyone
just hanging
who listens.
Out.
We'd like to do some more hangs. Maybe revisiting some old games. Charles is very against it, but...
I was against the notion of replaying every single game. We can watch some good ones. But I'm not watching.
I said that we should rewatch just every single game because we have time. But you know, we don't have to do that. We can do whatever everyone out there in Clipperland wants.
We absolutely can. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, all those fantastic patrons of podcasts. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler,
and I am William the Opinion Update. Please, if you're not already. Be washing your hands, covering your face. Just be careful out there.
Yeah, please. If you're not doing it by now, what the hell are you doing?
Practice safe social distancing. Do all the stuff. This stuff is serious, and we really appreciate you.
For sure.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. Wish you the best.